Welcome to the Destiny Addicts Podcast, episode 38. If you want to find a group of committed guardians in your local time zone, build fire teams, or meet face-to-face, this podcast is for you. This week, we have a super special guest, Average Joe, to talk about the Saint 14 Project. Welcome to the Destiny Addicts Podcast, episode 38. Today, we do the introduction live. If
that's
you want a group of...
Fucker. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Like, I didn't know you were going to go through the whole damn thing. I thought I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm super funny. That was really butter smooth, Tin, and then I just came in and put my fucking foot in it, didn't I?
Hey, isn't that how they actually say you make some good food when you put your foot in it? Isn't that a thing?
Normally it's Bushman not being buttery smooth and still putting his fucking foot in it, and then us just shouting at him because he's got it wrong again.
For the umpteenth million time, I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't worry, I'll just go put the other crap back in at the beginning.
now that I've accidentally fucked it all up for us.
Now that we're done. this week, we actually have a special guest with us to help us review a little bit about the Saint 14 Project, which is coming up February 10th.
Yes, sir.
Average Joe. Welcome, Average Joe. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. I got two cups of coffee in me so far, so I'm doing pretty good.
And I think we're breaking a cherry, right, on Mike? Is that what you're telling us yesterday?
Yeah, you're definitely breaking it right now.
I'm sure all the people that you actually game with, especially in Trials, would say that you are not shy.
No, I'm not shy, but I tend to be a little more quiet most of the time, too, even in Trials.
You know what, though? I often say this to guests, but you have a voice that is very well suited to the audio medium.
Yeah.
Joe. It's a good voice. Sing,
are you going to let him take your role, dude? That's your role.
Well, hey. Wow. Well, I'm used to Sin's voice now, and it just sounds like a small car revving up on gravel.
So basically what he's saying is he had me.
Yeah.
He's tired of me.
Yeah.
Now he's going to throw me to the side and move on.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I'm trading you in for the sports model, Sin.
Hey, I'm okay with it. Hey, Joe sounds like a really good sports model.
Pucker up.
What you gonna do about it? There's not really much you can do about it.
So, Joe, tell us a little bit. You're one of the admins for the Saint 14 Project. I know I blocked off an hour for myself and the Destiny Addicts crew. But tell us a little bit about the project, what it does for the community, and walk us through what the day is going to involve.
Saint 14 Project is something that is just in general going to involve the entire community as a whole. And what we're pretty much trying to do is bring awareness for mental health to everyone, because it's a part of life. It's part of everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Especially given last year, like with all like that huge event about that. What is the artist's name from Linkin Park? Chester, right?
Chester, yeah. He showed no signs and he kept it. He was silent about it. Never spoke up. A lot of people keep it on the inside, and we just want to bring awareness and try to break the stigma of mental health. That way people feel more comfortable. And during the stream on February 10th, with everybody speaking, people are going to be sharing personal stories here and there. And some people in the community are going to be able to relate to those situations and hopefully look to speak to someone and reach out for professional support. So we'd like to bring what our goal really is to bring a little bit of knowledge. We have some health professionals helping us, meaningful information to everybody about variety of issues that you can see in the community, just not just our community, but in general. And hopefully by giving people knowledge and making them aware and sharing stories and relating and putting a focus on it, people might be able to relate to it and not be silent and keep it on the inside and be open to speak about it, seek support. You know, they can definitely reach out to us. We have an email. They can hit us up on Twitter, anywhere else, and we will speak to the professionals helping us to best find support for them.
Awesome.
Sounds like a good cause.
Basically, it's, to me, like Joe said, it's making sure that those who are affected by this, and we can discuss it a little bit further, because there are different types of mental health, what we could classify as like mental health issues. It's the biggest thing is to make sure that you, us, anybody who suffers from this is not alone. Mm-hmm. It's a journey that doesn't need to be taken alone, and that there are people there to help. That's the big thing.
No, totally true, man.
Yeah, because a lot of people might not appear sad or hopeless or anxious or just not show any of that emotion on the outside, but on the inside, they keep it all in. And a lot of concerns will come from it, and frustration, anger. You'll see irritability. People will be aggressive and lash out. And really, they're keeping something that's affected them on the inside, and it just starts boiling and everything. And the great thing about gaming and stuff like that is it helps people that have like social anxiety kind of break that barrier with getting into party chats and fire teams and Destiny. A lot of people never talk to somebody else in a game. You know, they have social anxiety, they don't talk to anybody, but the escapism of playing a game like Destiny, where you can go into LFG, put a crew of six guardians together, and you have to speak to them because the mechanics, you have to call out this and that, and it'll help ease people into breaking that barrier of being socially awkward and getting anxious about not talking to anybody and this and that, and they'll be more involved. I've spoke to a few people and play with a few people that can relate with that, in the sense that they never talk to anybody and they get real anxious, you know, talking to other people and playing games. And games where it involves talking and in general just playing together and you have to talk help ease them into not being so socially anxious and getting social anxiety from, you know, playing a game. Sorry, my computer just did this weird thing. I thought I was going to get possessed or something just for a second.
Don't worry, dude. I'm sure Sin can cut some stuff out if need be. You're good.
Oh, yeah.
If he can edit Bush and his connection, we're good.
Yeah. I splice like Ziva, bro. Ziva splicer.
That sounds like a Brazilian dance club.
Here on the show, you got quite a skill doing a lot of editing and this and that. So that makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, you're good, dude.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, don't worry, man. You'll get a listen of this before we send it out.
Oh, God.
If you don't like something, you can tell us.
Yeah, and I'll leave a bunch of parts in so we can... Some people like to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
So where can... you said there's an email address that folks can reach out about the project or if they need assistance. What is the email address set up for
you? The email address is saint14project@gmail.com. And you can also find us Twitter as well.
Twitch stream.
At the same.
You know, I know there's a Twitch. So what's the Twitter and Twitch that we can find the project?
Same name on Twitter. It's saint14project spelled out. And on Twitch, it's the same thing as well. We wanted to not break any words down, and we wanted to keep everything nice and full. That way it would be easier for people to search and, you know, find us and get information and see what we're about.
Awesome sauce, baby.
That's fantastic. Well, did you play, speaking of Saint 14, did you play Destiny last night?
Me? That's very specific. Only last night, Joe. It doesn't matter if it was like yesterday morning or any time like over the past week. Did you play last night?
Yes, I did. Was that you looking in my window?
Yes.
I looked over and I could have sworn somebody was just staring at me through my window. They ran off real fast. And
I know who that was.
My name alludes to something mischievous or sinful or devil-like, so you know it's me.
It could well have been. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was on last night. I one of I've played Destiny since the beginning, and I play every week at least 3 times a week. I might pop on Fortnite here and there and just get completely decimated. I mean, like, setting records for how quick I'm involved in a match.
So, speaking of Fortnite and getting wrecked quickly, I popped my Battle Royale cherry last night in Fortnite. played with a couple Dirt members. I played with Lizard, Maynard, and Cam Pikemare, I think is how we pronounce it. And
no, you didn't just play with Dirt members, dude. You played with clan members, so don't even.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, we're gonna point it out there, bro. You set yourself up for that one.
I did.
We got Kendra to fold.
It took him 6 months. Just keep that in mind.
Whatever.
Or longer.
Whatever. You will come to the dark side,
but
Luke.
I usually do. That's how it works. I died so quickly, and I didn't get a single kill. I was about to get one kill, and one of the other folks I was playing with got him. Got the kill. So I only got the assist on it. So I played for 2 hours, no kills. And one of the matches, we were just playing three in a team, and the guy, me and Lizard, died. Maynard was there, and we finished second. It was 3v1, so we ended up not getting first.
Aww.
But literally watched him for like 10 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
As he just went around and looted stuff, killed a couple people. But it is a fun game. But like Joe said, it's the skill gap difference between like somebody just starting out and people who've been playing it is so huge. And it's rough. It's rough getting started.
Yeah. I had a situation. I've been seeing this a lot. I've been calling them vultures. I'll get into a firefight. Since I'm not the greatest at it yet, I start way out. I watch everybody jump out of the magic flying school bus. And then when they're not jumping out anymore, I jump out and I go for the hills just to try and get ammo. But I was seeing, I'll be in a firefight, I'll take a person down, and all of a sudden this vulture will come out of nowhere and pick up all of their loot and run off. It's like, what's this? I just spent solid 30 seconds taking this person on.
You're not doing a good job of selling this game to me, I've got to say.
It's all in good fun.
Oh, it's fun.
Because it was comical.
It is fun.
Just somebody just watching it and then swooped down, grabbed everything, and took off again. But it is a lot of fun. I do have to admit that. I've been seeing it go around for a little while now, and 45 million people, they just broke that threshold for players, and
fuck, that's a lot.
There's got to be something good about it. So I jumped on, and I've been writing kind of news articles to help on one of the other sites, just to put information and content on there, and writing about it. I wanted to play it, and man, there's a lot of fun, comical things about that game. But that skill gap, like you were saying, is huge.
So, played last night, we had two members jump out at the same time before we got off. We both clicked ready, but apparently there's a button that you clicked if you want to fill the squad up to have a full 4 team or not. And apparently I didn't click not fill. So we weren't playing duos, we were playing full 4 squad, and we got matched with 2 randos.
Nice.
And they were 2 kids, and oh my god, was it funny. One of them said at one point, I don't know if it was me or the other guy in the team, he was like, are you my daddy? We were both cracking up. It's like, and I'm sitting here like so confused. It's like, why do I hear it? Like, who's talking right now? And then I realized when we were jumping out of the bus that we had 2 other people on the squad, and that's what we heard coming through the gate. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
You should have said yes.
This is your thought speaking.
Yeah.
Hidden was on my stream at the time. He had popped in for a few minutes because I was streaming all this. And he said, I seriously do not think their combined age equals 18. That's how young these kids are.
Yeah, you know what? There are some squeakers, though, out there, man. Like,
oh yeah, but they were laughing at us because they died quicker than us, and we didn't die shortly after. I ran into somebody without a gun, and they just decimated me.
What? And, okay, hold on. You ran into a guy without a gun, and he decimated you.
No, with a gun. With the gun. With a gun. Yeah. And so Lizard and I both died. They died. And they were talking. I think they were either talking to a dad or an older brother because it was definitely an adult. And they, I guess, had the chat on, like, they didn't have any headphones. It was just, like, open chat, like speakerphone.
It was going through the TV.
Well, you could hear whoever was talking in the background. And I said, he said, yeah, they both die too. And I said, yeah, we both die. That's because we suck at this game. And the adult was cracking up. You could hear him laughing his ass off in the background. So at least it was fun. It was good fun, even though we got a couple squeakers.
Man, you should have really gotten those kids into trouble. You like immediately go, hey, Johnny, now that we're finished, how about finalizing that crack deal we were talking about? Like, okay, son, you're not playing Fortnite ever again. Get the fuck out.
I could have done those words that we did last week. The many words you can't say on TV. George Carlin, Blink-182 skin. Just blasted them. Teach you for coming into chat ever again.
you understand that the kids nowadays don't even give a crap about that stuff. It's so weird, man.
Dude, like seriously, I was dropping the C-bomb when I was like 12, 13 years old. Like it was fucking candy, man. Like there is no way that kids these days don't have the same kind of dockyard mouth as most adults do now.
Exactly. Right.
Joe, how old's your kid, Joe?
I have two. I have two daughters. One's 9 and the other one's 18 months.
All right.
Does your 9-year-old play games?
Yeah. She is a Minecraft Roblox, has an addiction to it. Seems like she's playing all the time, but
now, does she get frustrated and cuss at it?
Not that one, but she will get frustrated because she'll play Destiny 2 and
I think Gibb would really get enough said. Enough said.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, go to daddy's coat. That's it. Pick out his wallet. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Okay, credit card. Yeah, okay. Now read off all the numbers on the front and the back.
She probably
genius. Your oldest isn't playing games yet, is he?
No, they are not.
No, I told everybody in Discord that I got the Switch the last week or whatever, and my daughter's been playing Super Mario.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll play it when I'm at work. My wife, she was telling me yesterday, because I have a foul mouth, not just here, but I have a foul mouth in general. Like, I have no filter. I'll cuss wherever. It's just my personality. I have no filter. Even in front of my own kids, I don't have a filter.
Bad example.
So, apparently, I know.
I'm going to be surprised.
It's not like she's not going to hear it anyway. I'd rather her hear it from me than somebody else.
Well, when your youngest starts to talk, though, Sin, I'm going to be very surprised if the first word isn't a swear word because I do know you.
Yeah,
like, little man, be better. It'll be awesome. But apparently, my daughter is saying like "frickin" at the TV and like this "frickin" thing.
"Frickin" is not bad though. That's not an actual swear word. I'm talking like
She at least filters it like I do, but it's still probably not good because if she goes and says it at school, it's like
That's true.
Did she just say?
No, that's true.
Can you imagine?
I'm pretty sure she said "damn" like, it the other job, day. Dad.
Next,
yeah, I'm pretty sure she said "damn" it the other day.
Next
was funny enough.
Next time she's out to go play with her friends, and she's like, "I'm sorry, Daddy grounded me." And they're like, "Why did your dad ground you?" And it's like, "I told Mario to go and fuck himself in his stupid fat ass." It's like, okay, hey, there's little Sin.
Good.
Now my boys are playing on the Switch as well, and they've got Mario and Splatoon. And they're okay with it. The eldest one gets a bit of a grump when he gets absolutely pounded at Splatoon. The little one doesn't have a clue what he's doing and just thinks that every time he's successful at anything, it's the world's greatest achievement ever. But in addition to this, my eldest has also got a DS, and for Christmas he got the newest Pokemon game. And Pokemon, it's a nice, bright, fluffy game. And today, I heard him shouting, die at the DS.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
That's great.
Just literally die like this. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, you are 8 years old. You're 8 years old. I don't want to hear you talking about that. Either. Okay, I'm sorry. And then literally 5 minutes later, he's playing again. Die! And then he looks at me with this huge guilty look on his face. Because I'm literally sat right fucking next to him when he's doing it. It's like, wow, you're really getting into that Pokemon, eh?
As long as he gives you a little giggle, like, he knows what he's doing. Like, I'm going to do it anyway.
That's the worst one for doing what he knows, for fucking around when he knows what he's doing, is the little one. And it's nothing to do with games. He knows that when you punch someone in the crown jewels, that it fucking hurts. and he still does it. The vicious little bastard. Like, seriously, like, at least once a week. Like, he even tried it fucking today.
Wasn't it your youngest that I had that I actually asked you one time if you wanted a free punch to the gonads?
Yes! Yes! Right? He just thinks it's just like it's nothing. It's like, well, Dad's a big fella. He can take it. I've got some of that!
You gotta tell him, no.
Straight in the fucking plums.
Yeah, that's like...
Was that all of them? It was all of them! Yeah. Sound effects, oh, done live.
Look at that, Bush. God. Bush, you're shamed, dude. You got put to shame, son.
Yeah, you know what? No Bushman this week actually means that I don't have to listen to his fucking sound effects board.
Dude, you don't have to listen to the zip code going over and over and over.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like watching him, like, typing his social security number into the dock so that he can start playing his damn sound effects.
Awesome.
Oh, dear. It's all good. So, we are 25 minutes in. So far, I haven't spoken about Destiny at all.
Well, we talked about...
You reckon it's...
We talked about the stream, though. That's the important part. That is why we are...
Okay, it counts. It definitely counts. Yeah. And I'm not saying it doesn't count, but...
I don't know.
That's not what I heard. What was the main event that was happening this week? Genius.
The Raction Valleys.
The Raction Valleys. So
there's a lot of people talking about the
Raction Valleys.
It's all good.
Yeah. It's all good. Raction Valleys. Faction Rail.
It might as well be a Raction Valley.
A lot of people a little bit upset because there's no additional loot this time. They were spacing it out over the next two events.
A little bit upset. I think you're being quite generous with the way that you're describing
very...
the vitriolic outrage of the internet again.
And it still doesn't bother me because, again, I've got four characters between the two, PC and PS4. Yeah. I logged into PC and I'm doing it on PC. I didn't do faction rallies last time or any time up until now. Yes.
So you had a lot of stuff to get.
Phallus rallies.
There we go.
Phallus rally. Is that like when you're skiing and motorbiking and at the same time? There's just like cock everywhere.
Is that like you having a dream about skiing while you sleep between two guys? Because that's not a good dream.
Why do you have to
leave it up to us that take this podcast a whole different tangent
and go to the
vlogger side?
I love how from in the space of 90 seconds, we've gone from, shall we talk about Destiny, to beating off two dudes in your sleep.
Hey, I'm not the one that had the dream, right? Yeah.
Dude, you're the one that fucking mentioned it.
Yeah, but you guys are talking about
last
skiing.
Last week, you said Bushman had 37, so...
Yeah, Bushman's 37 male lovers.
We can shame Bushman since he's not here this week. It's totally...
Dude, we can shame him when he is here, though. That's the thing. if we don't do it on a regular basis. That's what we live for.
We do it.
That's what we live for, all right?
We do it with love.
Exactly.
So anyway, Raction Valleys.
So, Joe, Genius, and Gibbo, have you gotten a bunch of tokens? Have you turned in a bunch of packages so far?
I'm doing the new monarchy on my warlock, and I'll probably do Dead Orbit on my Titan, I think. I did five ranks on my Warlock, and I don't know if they've tweaked the drop rates, but I got three pieces of armor out of it.
Really?
Out of my first five ranks on my Warlock. Yeah. So either they didn't tell us that they've done something good and just stood there and took the metaphorical kick to the ballsack.
Did they talk to your son or something? Did they meet him?
Yeah. They're like, honestly,
bring Kendall's youngest boy here. Let's do this.
Yeah, the Destiny community is my son, and Cosmo and Deej and Damage 04 are collectively my ballsack.
And it was free, mind you. Free.
Yeah.
That's not good to talk about your warlock, bro, like that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, actually, yeah, Deej gets exempted. So Damage and Cosmo are one testicle each. And Deej,
oh, the share one. Oh, all right.
Deej gets to be my penis because it's magnificent and so is he.
That's great.
So anyway, yeah.
Did you go and see Danny McAbee? Did you go see Dr. Danny McAbee?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You said he had the magnificent penis, right? Me and the wife were just watching the movie Go With It, and Danny McAbee gave his cousin a new penis. So did you go and see him too?
I have got no idea what you're fucking talking about anymore.
Oh my goodness, that just went right over. Nobody got that.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It did, no. New penis.
Gave him a new one?
Everyone needs a new penis.
No.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
The first thing that Joe pipes up with in 5 minutes.
Just go to the toy store and get a new one.
No. So for the movie, Just Go With It, right? Danny Mac.
Oh, the Adam Sandler.
Like, he's a plastic surgeon. Yeah, it's from Sam.
Okay.
He's a plastic surgeon, and he gave his cousin a bigger penis, and his cousin was bragging about it. So when
I'll have to take your word for that.
You said that you. You have a magnificent one. I'm asking you, did you go and see him too?
No, it's perfectly natural. It's all me.
There you go. See, that joke would have went over the first time better if you had actually responded that way the first time.
Yeah, no, genius, you're right. Jokes are always much better when you've got to explain them for 3 minutes.
Dude, you did not know that? I thought that was how it was all the time. I guess I'm wrong.
You and your fucking Rection Valleys.
You can shout it, bro.
Joe, the big question is, who did Joe pledge to this week?
I pledged to Future War Call, and I'm thinking that his RNG was just lucky because I've gotten 8 or so packages, and I've not seen one piece of armor. I don't even think I got a primary.
Fuck!
I got grenade launchers and fusions. For pretty much the entire thing.
Really? Yeah, you know what? I've only got one piece of armor on PC,
I'm right there with you with the RNG.
But yeah, I didn't get 3 drops in 5 ranks. Shoot. Crazy?
Yeah, man. I got a Masterworks weapon out of it as well.
You can shove it, bro. Yeah,
I think you were definitely blessed this week. You got the Pole Bear RNG this week.
I got a Masterworks Uriels last night on PC.
But what did it have?
I got a Masterworks...
What was it?
It had Velocity. It was Velocity on the Sins of the Past.
Oh.
And then I got Masterworks. Or no, I'm sorry. The Uriels was Range. But I got Sins of the Past on PC or PS4, and that was Velocity. So I got Range on the Uriels and Velocity on the Sins of the Past.
All right.
And they both dropped at max level. So I was super excited about those.
Wow. That's pretty handy. I know that we were talking about, it's funny, right? We were talking about how RNG was shit for Masterworks. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, because I was there for that conversation.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. And literally that evening, me and Bushman hopped on, and in the space of 2 hours, I had 4 Masterworks weapons drop for me.
Question, how long are you playing, though, is the question.
That was for like a couple of hours.
Really? And you get 4 in a couple of hours? What the f***, buddy?
Yeah, but I had been for 2 weeks without a single fucking one before that. So I think I was due some fucking goodies.
I was in the same boat, but I didn't play, like, during over the holiday break.
We were all missing.
I didn't really play.
Yeah.
And then I jump on PS4. We did the raid Wednesday night. And I got a ton of Masterworks. Sins of the Past was the last one because it dropped out of the Callus chest at the end. Yeah. And I probably got 4 or 5 that night, and I got a couple on PC. it was dry spells up until that, and then it seems like they started dropping more. So I'm right there with you with them, feeling like you're getting a lot more now.
I don't know. I'm not so lucky. Like, I play for a couple hours here and there, like, especially with Baby here now and taking up a lot more time. And I don't think I've been that lucky, dude. Like, I've had maybe one or two in the last week, and that hurts.
I think it's not, they're not supposed to be fucking raining, though, are they? I think getting one every now and then is reasonable.
Yeah, but getting,
not
getting, getting,
isn't getting the strip four club, and we're not making it rain
getting
once.
4 in 2 yeah. hours?
Definitely.
I've gone some days where I've never gotten one. Like I said, 4 days, I've gotten two. 4 days.
Get the fucking rain dance going. Dude, I went 2 weeks without getting fucking anything before that. Like, I'm happy now. I've got my stuff. I got a little bit of stuff. But fuck me, man. It was dry.
I don't know. It seems like going into trials, it Masterworks drop more often as you go up the spire. Because I got three or four Friday night alone just from playing that.
You said the important thing there, which is going up the spire. So far, they haven't even let me in the fucking front door. So I don't think getting to the spire is on my menu right now.
I think I've been to the spire once, and I didn't make it. And it wasn't past the entrance. Well, like, no, you only get one win. It only lets you in the door.
That's what we did. Remember with the cold heart?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That exactly. They let me in the front door, but I had to sit there.
Yeah. Really? At least you got a fucking chair, Sin. I don't even get to sit down.
There's stairs at the beginning.
Typically, have to sit on the floor.
The waiting room is no seat.
Mate, honestly, if I do get in, they'll just make me fucking clean the toilet and then serve drinks afterwards. Like, they'll think that I'm there to fucking job for everybody that's actually supposed to be there.
So you guys haven't been on that little wild roller coaster ride going up the thing with the jump pads?
If it counts, I've watched it several times on YouTube.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to have to jump on PS4.
That's about me too.
Yeah. I went to, very honestly, Joe, I went to the lighthouse once in Destiny 1. I had my fat, flabby ass carried a whole lot of the way.
It there. Still counts, though.
I keep saying that. I was. It does count. I mean, I was okay up until about, I think, game 6 or 7. And then the last 2 games, I was just like, I am totally out of my depth. I am fucked. I'm just going to let you guys go and do everything. Go ahead and clutch for me.
Yeah, Destiny. But it was fun. Destiny 1 Trials was a little more, just because it was 9 rounds, it just, tilt was real when he got into the later rounds.
I don't know, like, maybe it was just like matchmaking over here, like right from the get-go in Destiny 1, Trials was a fucking disaster for me. Just like every single time. I think until the carry, I think the most I'd done is like 3 or 4 wins on one card. But like, Genius, you experienced some Asian matchmaking last night, didn't you?
Would you say that was Asian matchmaking though?
I think it was. Like, I was looking at the usernames and they were all pretty much Asian usernames, if I remember.
They did not sound Asian
until,
to me.
Until we swapped over to you being the fire team leader.
Well, it didn't sound Asian to me. By any means. My Xbox?
Is it no spam wasabi?
Still, again, none of it sounded actually Asian to me, though.
Really? I was looking at this shit and thinking, man, they're all from fucking Korea.
That's what you were saying, though. That's no good, though.
You just
Korean.
Well, get fucking
we weren't doing
rinsed
too horrible.
By those guys.
Like, we weren't dying all the way.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
How many did we actually win?
How many matches did we have? 5, 6? Yeah, not even matches. No, not matches.
No, maybe 2.
How many rounds did we win, Genius?
We actually did win 2.
I think you're lying.
On separate game matches, though. Not on the same match.
Did we? Yeah. Yeah. Listen to how incredulous I sound at the fact that we won 1 or 2 rounds. My favorite part of that game that we played last night, and I can say this about Sync because he's not here, was you and me were like, right, let's stick together. Let's all go this way. And we all start running.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the radar and I can see one dot going in a completely different fucking direction. And I'm like looking around and like it's much higher than us. It's like a good distance separate. And I'm looking at just the name Synchro Meshi running off in a completely different direction. I'm like, oh my God, this is where we're going. Let's do this. 30 seconds later, new round starts.
It could have been fun.
We still had fun though, right?
It was fun. It was fun. I do, as much of a shit show as Trials is, I still do enjoy playing it, even if it's a complete disaster for me most of the time. It's all good. Like I was saying, this brings me back to my current pet hate about Destiny. It's not how badly fucked up Reddit thinks that. Tangent time. Let me take a memo. I've forgotten what my first fucking point was going to be. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So just for a minute then.
He's trying to be like Bushman Bob.
I couldn't hold a fucking candle to Bushman today. I'm all over the fucking place. I'm like,
those are not ones that you want, by the way. Just so everybody else knows.
unless they're not, like nice little tight perky tits, in which case they're not going anywhere. If they're like massive sloppy boobies that are just flying all over the fucking place, then that's me. But Reddit. Fucking Reddit and fucking Facebook groups all bitching and moaning about the faction rally. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe they didn't tell us about the fucking, what's it, the exploit being patched in the way it was. You know what? In the course of an hour, I think I still managed to get like 4 of the 5 ranks that I went up just by cycling through the various activities that I was doing. And I think that like 100 odd tokens over the course of 60 odd minutes is still pretty good.
Yeah, in a couple of hours, you can get a decent amount of tokens to get a decent amount of boxes. I don't know about those people complaining, but I tried the exploit and I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, this is the
mind
thing.
Numbing.
It was boring as fuck to grind it out, but yes, you did get lots of gear. But you know what? It was way more fun, and I still got like 5 ranks out of it.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that.
I'm all about it because the exploit doesn't, you know, the exploit didn't bother me one bit.
Yeah. And how about
those who used it knew it had to be getting nerfed or squashed or whatever you call it at some point.
Fucking of course,
because
and you know what?
It's obvious that one was an obvious one that was coming.
Yeah, and you know what? Like the moment someone discovers something like that, if you think for a minute that it's going to get left in the way that it is, you're fucking naive. The only problem is that a 10-minute fucking cooldown is absolutely insane. Like that's fucking crazy. Like they could have done like 2 or 3 minutes because then you
global
you
go cooldown. And, yes, is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, like a 10-minute global cooldown, so you can't do any other lost sectors. You've got to fuck off and do something else. They could have done 2 minutes. You go up, you go and fuck up somebody else's taken blight public event so that it doesn't
and
go heroic.
That would only be Kendall to do something like that.
I didn't do that, by the way. Yeah, I promised that I didn't do that because that's
Kendall,
a real
cunt trick. As if you wouldn't
I really didn't want to do that. But you could go...
okay.
Maybe once, but okay. But only that one time. But
now, Joe, you write... Joe writes for Destiny Tracker, for those who don't know. What are your thoughts on the exploit? Did you use it? Did you figure it was coming?
Well,
give us your overall
view. On the last faction rally, I had to try it.
Okay, man.
That was just... Everybody had to try it. It was the most boring...
We all did. Everybody's... Yeah, you gotta
after
test
you do
waters
it
once.
Two or three times, you're like, all right, you figure it out, and you go back, and it was the most numbing thing. I could be doing anything else in the game and enjoying myself, and this was just purely farming. Yeah. So, you know, you get a bunch, and I jumped into voice chats with people were doing it for over an hour. I mean, what are you doing? Just farming tokens. Well, that sounds just
awesome.
Crazy
awesome
exciting.
Sauce.
And everybody, if you didn't anticipate a patch coming for it, then that's on you, because you can't let something like that go. So I completely agree and expected them to patch it. I just didn't expect it to work so well in the sense of the 10-minute cooldown, because some people can run through lost sectors, and some lost sectors are kind of close together. So if you're on that unfortunate soul who's really good at pulling up the director and fast traveling and skating through, riding a sparrow right through the middle of a lost sector, and then devastating everything and opening a chest within 10 minutes of each other, you get penalized. I didn't really like that.
Yeah, I totally get that. And like the other thing as well is like plowing through lost sectors at the highest speed that you can. Like, okay, it's all right. It's okay. But there's plenty of other fucking stuff to do on the way. There's so much to do. Like, doing a public event, like, so, some heroic events take, what, like 2 minutes? Though,
if you have a team, you can finish in, like, less than 2 minutes, but it all depends on which event it is as well, right?
Yeah, so it's not like, number one, that it's a time-consuming activity, or number two, that it's laborious. And there's other stuff that you can do in-world to get tokens while you wait for your fucking cooldowns. The thing that gets me, and we already touched on this very briefly, is that none of the fucking loot is new. Like, they're moaning like fucking hell, so that because they can't grind for 30 engrams of the same shit that they got 6 weeks ago. Like, I don't get why people are so annoyed. Yeah, if they played it.
If it's like me and you haven't played it, it's all new anyway. And here's the other deal. The public events give you the tokens. And a lot of times I was getting 5 tokens per public event.
Yeah.
And it's part of your milestone. Yeah. You need them for other stuff anyway. So it's, you can do them hand in hand.
I'll argue with you on that, because for the Flashpoint milestone, you've got to do it on fucking Mercury, which is an absolute disaster.
No, there's one that's the one that gives you, that says you can do like any public event and you do stuff.
You're talking about the token. No, he's talking about the faction rally milestone.
So basically for like Mercury. Yeah, I don't know what's called.
It's a regular milestone.
Yeah, there's a milestone that comes up for your faction rallies, and it gives you 15 if you've done like something. So there's some task like that, I think. But it's not public events, because the Flashpoint this week is Mercury, and you're not farming public events on Mercury. I'll fucking tell you that for nothing.
Yeah, I think it's the regular Clan XP one that you get public events, strikes, raids, and all that good stuff.
So it's, and plus, you know, drop a fire team medallion and get yourself an exotic every like what, 4 or 5 events, and you'll be covered in loot. You'll be covered in this stuff. Like, what's
I didn't have a problem with drops when I played just the other day on PC,
it was great. I do, though, honestly, relate to the community's mild irritation, shall we call it, at the lack of new loot.
I mean, we also missed an entire faction rally. They skipped one completely, so really it's 2 months between faction rallies. I just wanted to see a little bit more, like...
Yeah, they did.
Not a sidearm.
That, and you know what? That's... Yeah, God fucking hell, you're so right, man. Like, it's like, hey guys, this is the first faction rally since we told you we were going to fix this stuff, and congratulations, it's a fucking sidearm.
It's not even a good archetype either.
Are you kidding me? I waited 6 weeks. I waited 6 weeks for something that can't even rival, like, The Last Hope. It's a shit sidearm. Like, I'm sorry, who's going to be happy with that? Literally no one. Mm-hmm. Literally no one. Like, I heard about sidearms seasons,
anyway,
mate. When I heard about the whole idea of seasons, and especially in relation to like things like this, like the limited time events, like Iron Banner and the faction rallies and what have you else, the idea that I thought we were being sold was that each season gives you something different in terms of loot, and like it's all identical. So does that mean all of the banner loot?
It's just
going to
be the actual ornaments. The ornaments are the only things that are going to change.
What I found out, it's it it the initial piece of armor for all these things is identical. It's just each season will add a new ornament to the bottom of it. So by season three, we'll have three options to make that chest piece look a certain way. It could be season threes, season twos, or season ones. And hopefully it stacks and not void something out, but it would have been nice to see just a new piece of armor, not right. an ornament.
Do these, so do, like, I genuinely don't know this, do ornaments have like a kiosk or a menu where you can buy them again later on?
You can get them, I think. You can see your progress. Once you unlock them, I think they're unlocked, and I believe you can see your progress right at the vendor. So okay. the Vanguard vendor, Zavala, you can see what you've unlocked so far. Now, but, what will happen in the future when will they stack? That I don't know.
So let's say like we're on season 10. Like what's going to happen to like I'm like if I decide that halfway through I like season 5's ornament better than season 3 and I get rid of the season 3 ornament and it's and I go to 5, and then later on in season 10, they've got this fucking amazing piece of shit, and I'm like, fucking give me some of that. Yeah, I'll take it. Like, do I still have season 3 and season 5, or does it disappear, and I never get to see that shit ever again? Because that's going to be ass if that's the case.
It kind of confuses me that they're visible in your mod like if it's, selection, if it's, your dropdowns. I'm not really a fan of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking about in your inventory?
Yeah, like, because where's it going
to
be?
You have to use them if they're in your inventory to actually unlock them. Because yeah. I had a bunch that went to my inventory, and then it says use, and then it unlocks it, which was a little confusing for me at first, but I did it. It seemed to work okay.
But you did, I did it anyway. It's fine. Free stuff.
Just don't delete them by accident.
Yeah, like Bushman.
Now, I don't necessarily have any qualms about the season, the way they have them set up. You know, it'd be nice to have some new stuff here and there, or a exotic quest that you gotta, like, find, like we had with, you know, the Ziva quests, the,
The Outbreak
Prime. I always have trouble. Yes, the Outbreak Prime, stuff like that. That would be super awesome to have. But, Diablo 3, their seasons are very similar, where, and it's been a while since I've played it, but when I was playing, each season was basically cosmetic stuff that you got, and they made balance patches or balance tweaks to whatever the different items were, or different balances to the way things work. But from what I remember, there wasn't really new armor and new weapon pieces. But I could be wrong, and they could have changed it recently. But
I guess,
similar.
But what about like the volume of loot and the overall variety of loot? Like the problem that we've got is that when I look at the armor that I've got on like my warlock, some of it is already just reskins of stuff that already exists in D2, never mind like even if we take D1 out of the equation. And because they've simplified things like armor, there's little variety in how the armor itself functions in terms of affecting my gameplay. So now I've got less, I feel like I've got low variety on the appearance of my warlock and low variety on the gameplay of my warlock based on the armor, for example.
Well, in 10 days, that's all going to change with the masterwork armor that's coming. That's the first thing we're going to be getting here. So the variety.
I was hoping they were going to do something again, something that's going to have a bit more of an effect on gameplay. Like it's going to.
Well, you can re-roll the armor stat type as well on the masterwork armor.
Is it so? When it says re-roll the stat type, are we talking about mobility, resilience, and recovery?
That's what I'm assuming, and
I hope it is. I hope it is because I want to start getting some different things for my warlock because I'm bored shitless with the fucking stuff that I've got at the moment. I'm just running what I like the look of now because I'm a bit of a tart.
Well, honestly, I would change the way if I could re-roll them and remove like all that mobility off of a certain armor piece or certain armor set, I would actually use stuff that I'm not currently using. The only reason I'm using what I use now is because it has the resistance or recovery, which is basically what you need to have in order to be competitive in PvP or not be as squishy in PvE. They're just the highest sought after stats. And if you can reroll the mobility off of a armor piece that you like better, it would be so much better. It'd be so much better. You can open up the different possibilities in expanding what your guardian looks like.
Joe, what do you think, man? What's your prediction for Masterworks armor? Is it going
to
be good?
I'm personally going to have to wait and see, because with the weapons, it's such a minute increase in all the stats of the weapon and everything. I don't see a huge difference in it. Where armor, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I'm excited for it. I think it's fantastic that they're adding more to it and more grindability to the armor and this and that. And depending on what they're going to have for options for the armor, you could make your Titan a tank.
That's true.
I mean, or
that's true.
I play Titan, so naturally that's the best class.
Okay,
so,
off of that, I totally forgot to ask any questions. Yeah. So now we know you do Titan. The only other question that we do have for you as a guest host this week is, if you had to get a Destiny tattoo across your booty, what tattoo would you get and why?
Welcome to the Destiny Addicts Podcast.
Well, it's been a long time since we've actually had a guest host.
It's been a long time since we've asked this to anyone as well. Yeah, you've been brave enough to come on and listen to us swearing at each other.
True.
I like that.
Last time we had a guest host, he never left.
Well, yeah, if I'm true brave that. Enough to download the podcast every week and listen to it while
very
work,
true.
I'm brave enough to come on with you guys.
Okay, hold on. Do you work with other people in an office?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you work with other people in an office? Like, I think they were talking about Jana last week.
Sort of. I work for Frito-Lay as a route sales rep. So if you ever see the Frito-Lay, like, bread trucks or, like, chip trucks driving around, that's what I do. So we have a bin location where we order our own product and maintain everything. I have 27 other coworkers who are all salesmen and various things. But we pretty much, none of us have a boss over our shoulder. So we're constantly outside driving from store to store and doing orders, maintaining all that stuff. So I wouldn't say I'm in an office per se. I might spend 5 minutes there and then up to an hour, you know, depending on what I'm doing.
So do you,
that was going to be the next question.
Your phones. Oh, your phones. Yeah.
Because poor old JC Jesse, I'm not sure how he manages to do this, but apparently his phone started playing the podcast just as I was at one of my moments where I was like, hold on, and let rip.
Oh, that's fantastic timing.
It's all good. It's okay. It's real high quality.
Talking about Jana last week too,
podcasting
about how
material,
he listens to it loudly over the computer speakers at work.
Yeah. And have you noticed that he hasn't been so active in the Discord this week as well?
So wait a minute. We got on a very very far tangent.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't.
The tattoo question. I got to, he said he was brave enough to download and listen, but I never heard the tattoo.
I'm still waiting
for that.
Tattoo on my backside.
You can use both cheeks if you want. You can use one cheek for one destiny and two cheeks for the other. It's totally up to you. You get the choice is yours.
Destiny.
So basically, you might have a salt shaker on the right cheek. You're using Destiny 2 as your right cheek, right? Just put a salt shaker on there.
That would do it right there. No, I'd really love to get a full sleeve of Destiny themed tattoos.
So you're gonna get a full sleeve on your cheeks? That's a pretty big.
No. This was a total separate thing. I'm trying to think of something that I would put there.
No. He's talking about a sleeve for his leg. It starts on his ass cheek and then goes down the whole leg.
It goes all the way down and only on one leg. And it's just going to be Cade's face all the way down his leg, starting at his butthole.
I'm trying to think.
If it was me, so Originally, I think I said I wanted to have Zavala's screaming face with the mouth over my butthole so that every time I went to the toilet, I could listen to what? Zavala talk shit.
But was that all of them?
Yeah,
that was all of them!
And that right there, good yeah, sir, is the live version of
talking,
it again.
Talking about yeah, last buddy. Night's curry.
Yes.
I was thinking now that maybe I'd just have like the entrance to the Leviathan on.
That would be a rather large tattoo instead. There, buddy.
Because yeah, exactly. Well, because if you go around the back and push the right buttons, then you get access to the underbelly of the beast.
How do you top that? I mean, that's just.
But I don't think I still haven't had a heard an answer.
That's just sick.
I don't know.
We're waiting.
If you guys are familiar with Young Khan, the art community artist, he does a ton of stuff. Cyberbiker, a friend of mine, and he commissioned Young Khan to do a piece. It's of Shax doing a Uncle Sam like World War II. We want you.
Yes, I did pointing see that, at by you the way.
Piece.
So dope.
I would get that because situationally, that would be awesome to have. That would be like ladies man smile, you know, smiley on your cheek. Absolutely. Okay. I'd get that.
Now that's an answer. That's an answer I can live with, sir.
Yes. And yes, we are very familiar with Young Khan as he did my main artwork. So much love to Young Khan.
Once I went onto one of Genius's streams expecting to see Genius. And before I knew that it wasn't Genius, because Genius, you host Young Khan from time to time.
Yeah, I host.
I think I might have accidentally called him a wanker once, but I don't remember.
Yeah, your comments stay.
No, I don't.
Oh right, okay, good. Thank God for that. Because I went in, I like turned it on. Yeah,
you didn't make yourself look like
something I usually excel at. Actually, so
he's only a dick in the podcast. Yeah. He's not a dick in real life.
So like, I clicked
except for on my stream talking about robot penises.
I clicked in and I think before I saw what was going on, I just like just totally off the cuff, like oi wanker. And sent it, and then I look up and I'm like, that doesn't look like Genius. Just quietly leave
fooled you,
the channel. I hope that nobody saw what I did. It's all good. So please apologize to him if he thinks I called him a wanker, because I meant to call you a wanker, Genius, you fucking wanker. You're welcome.
That's awesome, dude.
yeah, to wow, troll people's channels. I'm gonna stick to making penis jokes on Sin's channel instead.
This is why I'm here. This is why I'm here.
You just gotta be smart about the channels basically. You go to. That's all.
It's all good.
You can do it. Are we done, then, bro?
This week at Bungie, there wasn't much on there. They touch on the development updates that are coming for this year. Faction rallies have begun. Josh Hamrick had a note.
Mm.
Just touching on basically what Christopher Barrett outlined this past week. And, just touching, it's not really a lot of content. It's just basically the normal PR. You know, we're working on it. We hear you. Just reminding everybody that this is an ongoing process. This isn't something they can just snap their finger and turn a switch and it's on. There is basically, you know, to elaborate a little more, there's coding involved. The stuff that's coming is coming. It's outlined. Follow that outline and we'll be golden. That's basically what's in this week at Bungie. And then, of course, Kendo's, Beaver.
What?
Error code Beaver.
What Beaver?
Beaver is causing a lot of issues.
Do I get Beaver? No, but no one told Beaver. Me this. If there is Beaver being distributed, I want to make sure I am at the front or close to the front of the line, please.
Apparently you're causing error code Beaver this past week.
Oh, so. It's an error code. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So next week, can we have error code Moose Knuckle?
Uh, As long as it's not error code blue waffle, then
Error code blue waffle. Oh, that's
now,
so
Joe,
good.
The biggest question is, do you Google search, like, anytime us or different podcasts talk about these nasty things, do you actually go out of your way and Google just so you can see and know what everybody's talking about? I think we lost Joe.
Have we lost him? Is his router down? has his router turned into a blue waffle? The internetworking equivalent of a heavily pounded beaver.
If he's muted, he might be muting himself.
Unlike Sin, he's kind of considerate about others instead of setting an alarm that wakes everybody up. He decided to go downstairs into another room on a laptop.
Yeah, to be honest,
my wife loves me for that. By the way, she absolutely loves me for that.
If my kids ever heard any of this stuff and they're like, "Dad, what's a blue waffle?" I'd be like, "Okay, I'm stopping this now immediately." Anyway,
well, I'll keep an eye out for his chat to pop back up. But on that, I think we are actually finished for this week. We covered pretty much everything.
I do believe so.
One thing
I was actually going to ask him about more about the stream.
The Saint 14 project is
the 25th, right?
With the Saint 14 project, it is February 10th, and it is an all-day stream. They're going to be rotating streamers, podcasters, people in the community are rotating different time slots.
It's February the 10th, 12 noon to 12 midnight Eastern time.
And I think you reserved that slot, right?
I have 9 through 10. I have 9 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so if there's any late customers on Saturday, I will be telling them to get the fuck out of the show.
Right off.
I can be home on time.
Well, I'm
like,
hoping
I got somewhere I got to be.
I'm hoping that I can be on at that time, dude.
I don't know the logistics. I think we're gonna if we're streaming to the actual channel or not. So that's something we're working on. And we'll figure that part out. But yeah,
one thing I've got to point out that I like about the Saint 14 project poster. Not only is it a genuinely decent thing for a worthwhile cause, but the Destiny Addicts podcast is listed second from top where it says featuring members of the Destiny community.
Well, hopefully we can do them well. We can actually help raise some money for a very good cause, though.
All joking aside.
Come support.
All joking aside, it's definitely a worthy cause.
Put it in your calendar. Help spread the word. If you're on Twitter, retweet it, because I believe the post is already up. If you're a streamer on Twitch, mention it in your streams. If you want to be able to help support the cause, come out, come join us. I'm not sure if there's going to be any drawings.
Do all the good shit
for their stream. But either way, just come on and support. Anyways, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
do it.
Showing up, interacting with the different community people in the community, different streamers. Each hour, whenever you can, is huge. That interaction is really the biggest thing that makes this project worthwhile. So, Joe, I know I don't see him. I don't know if he's got, like I said, the little one that popped up or connection issues. I don't see him talking, but Average Joe 227 on Twitter. He is a writer for the Destiny Tracker community, DTR, DestinyTracker.com. Also one of the co-founders of the Saint 14 Project at Saint Number 14 Project on Twitter. You can find a lot of details there about the project and ongoing updates as far as the streams and what's going on in that community. So check him out if you haven't already. Shout out to Joe.
Really appreciate you, dude.
Who jumped on with us super early. Joe is East Coast
time. Hey, there he is.
Hey,
there you are.
We've done.
Well, I'm on mobile now.
We've done everything.
So were you talking the whole time? Laptop,
so I don't know. I broke it.
If you were talking the whole time, we are sorry for talking.
Yeah, I was talking the whole time.
Yeah. All good. I just covered all of your bases. Your average Joe on Twitter and
Well, we're here to help you out, dude. That's definitely the main thing. So we're hoping that we can actually spread the word well enough to help get a good drive it's going. Because okay. that is important to us and for you.
Yeah, he's...
Sorry.
He's having issues. Oh, back again.
I figured it out. I have fat phones and I muted my headphones. So.
Sweet!
All good.
I'm gifted. Like I said, I'm average, so...
All good.
In the way that only a mother could love.
Thank you. Well, any final shout-outs from you? I did cover where they can find the project again and your Twitter handle, but if you have any other places they can find you, any other shout-outs you want to do?
You can find me at Twitter, and I just want to express how truly thankful and grateful I am to everybody helping with the St. 14 project. I mean, it's been so well received, and so many people are eager to help bring awareness to the community. Everybody's just fantastic. Everybody helping with the stream and in other various ways. I mean, it just makes you emotional how loving this community actually is.
Why I keep coming back, even given all the salt that's out there, dude. You know what? It's the people that you play with, and I think I've talked to Gibble about this almost every single episode we talk about it. It's about the people that you play with, and that's at the end of the day. If someone needs any kind of help or even just someone to talk to, dude, you can go into a private party, and people do that all the time, right? So thank you guys for actually doing this for the community. That's something that's
genius,
pretty damn awesome, dude.
Hold on. Oh, dear. I think I nearly followed through
there. All right. JC Jesse was in an elevator at that specific moment. Again. Jesus.
I had. I'm sorry. Sorry to change the tone of proceedings here, but I had Indian food for dinner tonight, and I think it's repeating on me a little bit now.
Yummy.
thanks for jumping in.
That's okay. Yeah, and again, we appreciate Joe for jumping on again this early with us.
Thank you guys for having me. It was truly an honor. I mean, I'm nervous. It's the first time I've been on a show, so this is huge for me.
It's all good.
Thanks for having me.
It's all good. And
you guys are all awesome.
I'm sorry for everything.
Don't be sorry.
Well, Genius, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at TheGenius93. That's JEANIUS 93. Or on Twitch, Genius93.
And Nibble with Gibbles.
You know what? If I was ever going to make a porn film, that would be the title. They can find me on the internet. Kendo Gibbo on what is it? Fuck, I always get it mixed up. Twitter, that's the one. And Kendo Gibbo 1980 on PSN. Safe.
He says don't follow him or find him. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, but do follow through.
Just follow through.
Yeah.
And where can they find you?
Bush's. Yep, Bush is
Bush. Forget Bush.
That
forget
stupid
Bush.
Clown. No,
but you
bloody wanker.
Yeah.
We'll drop sync. But Bush can suck it.
Oh, that's aggressive.
You can find Synchro Messy at SynchroMeshy _ on Twitter, and you can find me at Sin_Media on Twitter. And on Twitch at Sin Media. And don't forget, St. 14 Project at St. 14 Project.
Do it.
Coming up on February 10th.
Do it.
Appreciate everybody's help again for that cause. Everybody in the community, again, thank you, Average Joe. And
thank you, guys.
Everybody, we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
No, see you next Thursday? Oh.
Tuesday?
Okay. Maybe Tuesday? All right, everybody, have a good one.
Ta-ra.